Okay, I'd like to thank Wlet for the invitation. So I will talk about the Ring object in the equivalent derived Satake category and the 3D Eneco for quantum field theory. So this is based on my joint work with Braverman and Finkelberg. So here is a plan. I first recall geometric Satake, which I'm sure that all of you know very well. And then I explain regular sheaf. I introduce regular sheaf, which is basic building block for our construction. And then next, I will recall mathematical definition of Coulomb latch, which I developed recently with Braverman and Finkelberg. And then next, I review all the results of Akifov-Ginzburg, Bezukhovnikov-Ginzburg as an example of kind of construction of Coulomb branch, a similar construction to Coulomb branch. Then this gives two sorts of examples of ring objects on affine Grassmannian, and I then introduce operations on ring objects that gives from all the ring objects, you get new ring object on the affine Grassmannian. And if time permits, then I, as application of this operation, I introduce definition of Higgs branch of Sicilian or three-dimensional class S theory as some ring associated with ring object of the affine Grassmannian. So I start with geometric Satake. So I fix the notation. So my notation for G and G check is opposite to Arkhausen's. Somehow I use mostly affine Grassmannian, so I want to don't want to put G check the check for affine Grassmannian. So this is so I consider affine Grassmannian. Then I consider category of geo equivalent purpose season of affine Grassmannian. So this is Satake category. And simple object is IC shapes of orbits, which I denote by this one. So this is a monoidal category, so you have convolution product. Which I denote by star. So if you have two such power sieves, equivalent power sieves, then you have A star B, which is again so this is given by convolution diagram. Then geometric Satake says so this category so this together with this convolution product is isomorphic to finite dimension representation of Langlands dual group together with tensor product. So this is isomorphism tensor category. So this is Langlands. So I'm interested in ring object. In this category. So is a ring object. So namely we have multiplication. So at least in Coulomb latch, I need to use this affine Grassmannian instead of Langlands dual group. So somehow I mostly use the terminology from affine Grassmannian. So this is multiplication, homomorphism. So ring object is a triple A and M and what is my notation? And one. So this is a unit object in this category. So the skyscraper ship at the origin. With various properties. So associativity. So since this is a unit, so you have some properties M and identity is the one is equal to M identity. And similar ones for opposite one and commutativity.
Object is to be a ring?
Oh? Yeah, ring object is a triple, A and M and 1. So example. for this, it is easy to go to here. So you consider C of G check. More precisely, this is I introduced this category of finite dimension, and this is infinite dimension, but this is just living in the suitable limit of this. So I consider this as an object in this. So this is a ring object, and this corresponds to, remember, I introduced this. This is isomorphism as SA. So this may be opposite way. So SA of this one is equal to lambda of IC of Grugy lambda bar tensor V lambda star. So this is a ring object. So this is a monoidal category. I hope this is regular representation. This is clearly ring object. So if you send this ring object by Satake, so you get ring object. So this is regular. So this is a basic example. Oh? What? So this I denote this by. So this is regular. So as I said, this is a basic building block for constructing ring object. And we do want to have more example. I mean, for citizen theory, in fact, it's enough to consider or start with this regular shift, but somehow it's better to consider another source of examples. So this comes from the following observation. So this mathematical definition of Coulomb branches of 3D gauge theory so this leads us many examples of ring objects. But unfortunately, not in this category. So you must slightly enlarge. So this is GO equivalent constructible sheaves on Affine-Grassmann. So this category of Pavarsi is the heart of this derived category. And this is much bigger. But unfortunately, so from this construction, we naturally get some ring object in here. And in several examples, we do get object in here. But in general, we have ring object. And so there is a so-called derived geometry Satake, which I will not recall. There is some similarly to here, you have description of derived category. in terms of Langrange dual group, which is slightly involved. And I mean, of course, in actually we must use this, but so for the presentation, I don't think I need it, so I will not recall. So anyway, so one remark. So this construction, is geometric, as we will see below. But as I said, so derived algebraic, I mean derived geometric satake, you end up with some algebraic category. So I don't explain, but it is purely algebraic category. So we get some algebraic object. So it's natural to ask that this concept, can we construct these objects in algebraic way? No. I feel the answer to this question is negative, but I don't have any evidence, so maybe someone could give us algebraic construction. So anyway, so I start with, now I finish the first part. Any questions so far? Well, maybe, I will explain soon, but given a pair of group and its representation, we construct some, not here, ring object in here, and then you map by inverse of satake, you get something given in terms of G-check. And so this is the ring object which I, and you have satake inverse, so this is some algebraic category for G-check. So my question is, just bypassing this, you just directly construct this object in algebraic way. This is my question. No, for type K equivalence, it may be possible, but. So Coulomb branch, I mean, we should do some motivation with the following definition, but somehow I only want to discuss ring object today. So this is some minimum explanation for Coulomb branch. So given G and N, so G is a reductive, complex reductive group. And N is finite dimension representation. Maybe, so from this you can consider three dimension N equal four supersymmetric gauge theory by taking G and N plus N star. So this is a simple, I mean, you, more precisely, you take maximal compact subgroup and this is quaternion representation. Then, I introduced affine Grassmannian. So, but I regard this a pair as a modular space of pairs, P and phi. So this is P is G bundle over formal disk, and phi is a trivialization over functional disk. And for given N, so I introduce a space R. So this is pairs of triples, P and phi and S. E and phi is a fine Grassmann. And S is a section of associated band, P cross G. P cross N over G. So this is a section of associated bundle, and I have a trivialization over the punctured disk. So I can send phi of S. I can send S by this trivialization. So this is n valued rational function. But I assume that this S satisfies this condition. Phi S is, in fact, regular. So this imposes some condition. If I don't impose this condition, then this is vector bundle over the fine Grassmannian. But because of this condition, so it is just some closed subvariety in the fine, in the vector bundle over fine Grassmannian. And this, you have an action of GO. Maybe I didn't introduce GO, but GO is just. So this is GK divided by GO. So KK is your G and yes. Everything is standard notation. GO and so we define the Coulomb branch of the Gauss theory as spectrum of H star of G of O of R plus convolution product. So convolution product, the definition of convolution product is very similar to the convolution. We use basically the same diagram to define this convolution product, to define convolution product on the space R. On this equivalent homology. Equivalent, more precise, equivalent Borel-Moore homology of R. And we study various examples of this definition, and so far we recover all physicists, all known examples which physicists computed, so in various techniques. So we feel that, we think that this is at least under this assumption. If quaternic vector space is of this form, this seems to be correct definition. Any questions so far? Then from this construction, we have morphism from R to affine Grassmannian, which I denote by pi. So just forgetting the last section. So this is GO equivalent Borel-Moore homology. But you can somehow by using this and this maps to point. So instead of first considering the equivalent homology of the space R, you can decompose R as a family. So this is a family of fibers parameterized by affine Grassmannian. So instead of this, you can somehow consider relatively. You can analyze the homology group relatively. So this is the standard theory of constructible sheaves, and so you consider the following definition. So let A, so this A, depending A, Gn. So Borel-Moore homology is a cohomology of dualizing complex. So instead of pushing forward, so global homology is pushing forward to point. So you just push forward to affine Grassmannian. Omega. Right? So this is now object, geo equivalent object in the fine Grassmannian. So maybe repeat. So this is a standard technique. So you have a fiber. This is not a fiber band, but once you have this kind of fiber vibration like structure, then you analyze the homology of each fiber and you connect over. Yes?
So this R is both, it's in scheme, but it's also of infinite type, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm slightly bothered by the dualizing complex because.
But this is, I mean, this is inverse limit, direct limit of inverse limit of finite dimensional, right? And everything is somehow.
Yeah, dualizing complex, because of the presence of the inverse limit, lives in minus infinity somehow.
Yeah, we must shift, how to say?
Renormalize.
Renormalize, yes.
The point is the following, that over any fine-dimensional piece of the Grassmannian, this thing is so it looks like essentially product of this piece of the Grassmannian times, at least inside the product of Grassmannian times n of O, and it has every fine base is a vector space of finite four-dimensional.
Yes.
So you somehow treat dimension of n of O as zero.
Okay.
Yes.
That's how you find it.
I'm sleeping, so he can answer. And so this original homology group is just recovered from this. And A is, so that this is a crucial object. A is a ring object. So this is basically, we construct a convolution product on here, but that, how to say, that automatically gives this multiplication on A. So in this way, we get ring object. So now it is Akerfeld-Ginzburg. So they consider the regular sheaf. So you just apply the same definition. I mean, this says that instead of working R, you can just work on A. So once you have a ring of just, you can play similar game. So this is much older. When that is, it is 2004. So you consider spectrum of H star of G of O of Guru G of F regular. So then you get this familiar object, G check times sigma check. So sigma check is constant slowly slice. For G-check. So this already appears in many times in Arakawa's talk. And also, if I consider, so E, this is identity element. I consider the inclusion of identity element into affine Grassmannian. And I consider the shrink fiber of this regular sheaf. Then this is nilpotent cone for G-check. Maybe I should. So in general, if you have a ring object, maybe. So if A is a ring object in derived category of G, UG, then as I already said, UG of A is a commutative ring. And also this H star of I shrink of A is also commutative. So you can consider spectrum and you can consider the corresponding variety.
What kind of commutativity?
Huh?
What kind of commutativity do you assume about A?
A is a commutative. So you have a commutative constraint on the this category, and so it is compatible with this. Multiplication is preserved under the commutative.
But the commutativity constraint on the derived category is kind of not so great.
Oh?
It's only E3, right?
E3? Okay. But maybe, so this is, I take the cohomology, so it doesn't matter, I think.
But
I so this is the usual commutative algebra. If you don't take cohomology, then maybe it's more complicated, but I don't care about it. Okay. So next, I ask. So we have two examples of ring object. So that's a leg come from a gauge theory. And this is true for type A. And it should be true, I mean, for classical groups, once you do, we can drop this assumption that symplectic quaternic representation is of this form. But for exceptional group, so probably no. So this is because maybe I give some. So this for type A, for how we construct. So this is not trivial. So we consider Kuiper gauge theory. For this one, n plus 1, n, and 2, 1. Then we construct R, and we have a map to affine Grassmannian GL n plus 1 plus affine Grassmannian GL. Yeah, n time affine Grassmannian GL1. And then I further project to affine Grassmannian GLn plus 1. So this is pi bar and pi bar of star. If I send this by dual and complex by pi bar, then this is a regular form. Maybe GLn plus 1. Or maybe some trick gives a type A. So you must So in order to generalize this construction to other types, you must replace this kind of Cuvier gauge theory by some other theories. And for type class, for classical groups, we do know that if you, you just replace this kind of things by SP and SO Cuvier, SP and O Cuviers. But for exceptionals, it's very unlikely to be done. And also somehow this so physical expectation, which will become more clear later, expectation is this A leg is coming from the theory denoted by T of G, studied by Gaiotto and Witten. So this has no Lagrangian description. So expectation is this is not gauge theory. So any questions? So now I come to the operation on ring objects. Ah, maybe I'm slow. I'm too fast. Any question? So this is more motivated by you have considered a category of there's no mathematical definition, but just consider a category of 3D n equal 4 quantum field theories, and there are operations, various operations on the acting on this. And so we hope that this, from this, we have a category of ring objects. I mean, I don't specify what is homomorphisms, but ring object.
What's G here?
Yeah, this is just, I mean, I don't want to explain at this stage. I will explain later. And then this operation corresponds, the operation which I will introduce now is operation on this here. Maybe all G. So first one is very trivial. So product. So once you have G1, it's representation N1, and you have G2 and N2. Then you consider G1 cross G2 and N1 plus N2. So this is again representation, of course. And the Coulomb branch is MC of this, it's MC of G1 N1 and MC of G2 N2. So that's just product. And AO, A, ring object is same, A1. So this is all, this lives on R. Affine Grassmannian G1 and affine Grassmannian, this A3 lives on affine Grassmannian. So this is easy. And next, restriction. So this restriction very special case of the inclusion of identity I already explained. We can slightly generalize a little bit. So if G and N is a gauge theory, and if you have subgroup, then you can certainly restrict N to G prime. Then you consider the corresponding ring of which, what kind of operation you have. So this is just given by the shrink restriction of smaller affine Grassmannian. So a smaller affine Grassmannian is cross subvariety in larger affine Grassmannian. And so once you have I shrink of A of Gn, is equal to G prime prime, G prime and G prime. So more generally, once you have a ring object in affine Grassmannian of larger group, then by shrink restriction, you get the new ring object in a smaller group. And combining two examples, we can consider shrink tensor product. So once you have A1 and A2, so this is a ring object. And affine Grassmannian G. Then A1 shrink tensor of A2. So this is I of delta shrink of exterior tensor product. So you consider diagonal embedding of G into G cross G, and you have corresponding embedding of affine Grassmannian, which is I delta. So combining two restriction and product, you get this tensor product. And this kind of things is naturally appears if you consider the star-shaped Kuiper gauge theory. So I just erased this picture, but you just slightly generalize. So instead of one leg, you add several legs like this. And you may have several legs. Then you have a projection to product of various affine Grassmannian. But so you have pi to the r product of GL affine Grassmannian of G of GL of various ones. But you project to the final one, the middle central one, group of GL. Then in order to compute push forward of the dualizing complex, you need to understand the image of the I mean, because this, I fixed the affine Grassmannian central one. You need to understand, so you can analyze the push forward for each leg. Then it is the same as the case when I just erased. So you just enough to assume that you only have one leg. And then you, as I explained, you get a leg. And then you take test approach. So this is a corresponding ring object for this case. Or pi. This is pi bar. Pi bar. So this, in this star-shaped case, ring object is this tensor. And this example is somehow important because this is 3D mirror to Sicilian theory. So next is push forward. So again, this is already somehow basically explained. So H star of G of O of affine Grassmannian of G of A. So I said this is ring. So I consider this operation as ring objects on affine Grassmannian, sending ring object of affine Grassmannian to actual commutative ring. Then, so this is absolute homology, but again, using this idea, we can stay, if we consider something fiber, some structure which have fiber bond, fiber-like structure, then we can do something middle. So the following station is considered in many, and the following station is considered. So I assume N is a representation of G, and I suppose this is a representation of larger group. Then I can consider gauge theory for G tilde N, and also and G of N. And I also have quotient group. So this is a normal subgroup, G to the divided by. So this is called Frobenius symmetry group in physics. Then we have, I mean, you can forget about, so this is more general concern. You can forget about the presentation. So there's inclusion, as I said before. But here we do also have a projection to the affine Grassmannian Frobenius symmetry group, which I denote by P. Then if A is a ring object, on affine Grassmannian G tilde, then P star of A is a ring object on the Frobenius symmetry group. So this is called gauging by G in physics literature. So gauging by G is something like, so you have quantum field theory, which, so we have G symmetry, quantum field theory has G symmetry, which means quantum field theory associate three-dimensional Riemann manifold to a number partition function, but G symmetry, once the quantum field theory has G symmetry, then you can assign number to G connections. And this gauging is taking the integral, path integral over the space of G connections. So this is a non-trivial procedure, but when you go to the Coulomb branch, this is just given by Poisson. And you have the corresponding, so this is something like quotient, but you also have more naive quotient in ring objects. So recall, so if H acts on symplectic variety in Hamiltonian action. So this group is very different from the group G which we are considering, symplectic variety. Then we can consider the Hamiltonian reduction of X by H. So this can be lifted to ring objects. So there is a notion of Hamiltonian H action on a ring object A, and the notion of Hamiltonian reduction A triple slash by H. So once you have a ring object with Hamiltonian H action, then its reduction, this is also ring object of on affine Grassmannian G, ring object on the same affine Grassmannian. And this is compatible with this reduction. So I take spectrum of H star of G of O of good G of A. Maybe in this abstract setting, it's not clear first of all, this is a Poisson variety. So in order to introduce Poisson structure, I must introduce a non-commutative deformation of A. But I don't explain in proper way. But all the examples which I explain, there is a natural deformation, non-commutative deformation of A, and which is considered the quantization of this variety. And so you have natural Poisson bracket on here, and in all the examples we know that this is symplectic on regular locus. So anyway, so this is just motivation. So there's no notion for Hamiltonian for Poisson case also, so maybe not so serious program. So we consider this. So this has action of H. So if A has an action in this sense, then H acts on this spectrum. And this quotient, Hamiltonian reduction, is equal to spectrum of H star of GO of the reduction. So reduction and taking this global homology commute. So maybe I should give the example. So this regular sheaf is direct sum of IC of V, IC of GG lambda bar tensor V of lambda. And this is a power C from the affine Grassmannian. And this is a representation of G check. So this has this. So G check is this is a Hamiltonian example of Hamiltonian action on ring objects. So in this case, the reduction is trivial. So I will not explain. So starting from basic building blocks, gauge theory, and also this regular sheaf, you consider tensor product and restriction and various reduction quotient, you get many new examples of ring objects. And this, as I said, this construction is compatible with operation in 3D quantum field theory. More precisely, so in 3D quantum field theory, you have mirror symmetry. So you have two notions of symmetry. So symmetry acting on the Coulomb branch and symmetry acting on the Higgs branch. And this quotient is acting on the Coulomb branch. So this is Coulomb symmetry. So this is a reduction gauging in Coulomb. And the previous push forward, this is gauging. This is gauging in Higgs. Higgs symmetry. So somehow it seems all the operations which physicists consider seem to have corresponding operations in here. So maybe optimistically, so I conjecture any 3D n equal 4 quantum field theory T with Higgs G symmetry. So Higgs G symmetry, as I said, this is acting on Higgs branch of the theory. So this gives a ring H ring object on affine Grassmannian. And if this has Coulomb H symmetry, then this has Hamiltonian H symmetry. And even more naively, so any ring object on affine Grassmannian arises from quantum field theory. So this is even more naive. So I don't know what is the category of quantum field theory. And we do have, I learned from many physicist friends that there are various constructions. And so far, we can reproduce most of construction, but they never tell me what is the exact category of quantum field theory. So this is too naive, my hope. But so this ring object is, I think, mathematically established thing. So if this conjecture is true, somehow it's nice. But still, maybe one missing piece, one missing operation, which is very mysterious to me, is 3D mirror symmetry. So suppose T is 3 dimensional n equal 3D n equal 4 quantum field theory with G Higgs symmetry, and H Coulomb symmetry. Then so it is expected that there's mirror theory. Check where the H and G are extreme. So this is Coulomb. and this is Higgs. And the Coulomb branch and Higgs branch are exchanged. So it's once you accept these conjectures, then from this you have a T. So this is a ring object on the affine Grassmannian of G with H Hamiltonian action. On the other hand, a T check. So this is the role is opposite. So this means ring object on affine Grassmannian H with Hamiltonian G action. So always ring objects, if you accept this conjecture, it means that ring object always appears in pairs. That sounds very strange. I mean, this is affine Grassmannian G with H. G and H, the role of G and H are very different in either side. So it is very strange if ring object appears in pairs. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, for CCN, maybe after this, almost everything is clear, I hope. So I just erased here the star-shaped quiver gauge theory is mirror to CCN theory. So this is true only for type A, but because regular shift makes sense for any group, so you just write down the definition. So this is a reduction of classless theory, bias one. And as I said, this is, for type A, mirror to star-shaped quiver gauge theory. And I discussed Coulomb branch of gauge theories. And so that means the Higgs branch of CCN theory. So Higgs branch of so I didn't explain that this Coulomb branch, I only consider this as a complex algebraic variety or possible with symplectic structure. And this Higgs branch and Coulomb branch are supposed to have natural hyperkähler metric. And I don't explain anything about hyperkähler metric. And I don't know. In fact, I don't know. And I describe Higgs branch of CCN theory as holomorphic symplectic variety. That means I don't. So this is given by choice of Riemann surface of genus G with n punctures, but this is independent. Higgs branch as a holomorphic simple variety, this is independent of complex structure of Riemann surface. So this is defined some algebraic way because of this. So this is equal to spectrum of H star of. So maybe I must switch to this is G check. Again, for G check. G of O on G of AGN. And AGN is just shrink tensor product, A leg. A leg. So this is n times. So if genus is equal to zero, that's just it. But for higher genus, you just grew two legs to produce produce one hole. So this is Schmidt. So fortunately, we defined this quotient already. So this is G times. And we can show that this satisfies the gluing property of two-dimensional TQFT, as explained by Mu and Tachikawa for mathematician. Thank you for attention. Question? Yes, Justin.
So after reading your paper, Davide and I we wrote down sort of a refined version of your conjecture. So there ought to be a second.
Which conjecture? So
this one about the 3D mirror symmetry.
3D mirror symmetry?
Yeah, so there ought to be a second ring object, like one in the dual Sotaki category. So like for each 3D theory, you should get two ring objects.
Mm-hmm. And then derived the Sotaki.
Exchanged by the duality.
Yes.
But you already basically, like in your papers, you provided enough to like prove this conjecture already.
In
your ring object paper.
But what do you mean by that? I mean, if I start with theory which is built on a regular sheaf, then we can do. But if I start with arbitrary gauge theory, then somehow I don't know how to do.
Not from an arbitrary gauge theory, from a space with a G symmetry. So you showed how to build one ring object from a space with a G symmetry, and there's a second one that you can build. They're exchanged by duality.
Really?
Yeah.
If I start with G and N,
yeah.
Then first of all, so it is not so clear to me what should be the largest H.
Ignoring the columns.
So if H is abelian, then I can do.
Just assume that we don't think about the Coulomb symmetry for now.
Ah. We don't, if we don't, then this is affine Grassmannian for point.
Sorry.
So then the question doesn't so interesting.
Sorry, let me say this. So from this, you can build two objects. So one is the one that you said. So the AT, which lives in the Grassmannian for G.
Mm-hmm.
The second one lives in quasi-coherent sheaves on G dual mod G, which is the other Sotaki category.
Maybe I don't quite understand.
Maybe we should discuss it.
Yeah, we should.
I have a very minor comment. The axioms of three-dimensional quantum field theory are symmetrical under exchanging Higgs and Coulomb.
Yes.
So therefore, if you don't say anything about how theory was constructed, the mirror symmetry statement is true.
Yes. But somehow then I can only construct being object to correspond to Coulomb branch.
All I'm saying is that the statements that were erased over here,
mm-hmm.
if those are true irrespective of how theory is constructed, then automatically this one is true because the axioms are true.
Yes.
I'll try to say some kind of maybe slightly more complicated, mathematical structure which you should be able to. Algebraic structure, which you should be able to attach to this such a theory, and then which will kind of include this Higgs and Coulomb,
right? Uh-huh.
Inside, but it will depend much richer algebraic structure.
Uh-huh. But you will explain
we'll
next.
See if I succeed to do that.
Ah.